One thing left to talk about in terms of respiration are really what happens to the pharyngeal pouches. Now, we have talked about the pharynx with slits right from the start of the talk, or right from the start of the course, and we know what happened to the arches that help support these slits. But between the arches, you can have these pouchy structures called pharyngeal pouches. And we're going to see what happens to them just in mammals. So if we looked at the first of the series, this actually becomes part of the Eustachian tube, which is the tube that leads down from your throat down into your middle ear, and it also envelops the middle ear bones. We've talked about the middle ear bones before, the malleus, incus, and stapes. The second pharyngeal pouch is going to form our palatine tonsils, and we've talked about those before. They are found in the oropharynx region of our pharynx, and we know what tonsils are. They're part of our lymphatic system, and their role is there to catch and process various microbes. The third and the fourth pharyngeal pouches together form parts of the parathyroid gland, okay, and this is found associated with the thyroid gland in your neck, and it's the main gland for controlling calcium levels in your blood, and it's very important to control calcium because it plays a role in various processes such as action potentials in cardiac muscle cells. And it also forms part of the thymus. The thymus is a gland associated with your heart, and it helps process white blood cells. If you were in zoology last term, you'd have learned about that. The pharyngeal pouch 5 is pretty much absent. And the sixth pharyngeal pouch goes on and forms part of the thyroid gland, and this produces something called calcitonin, though we're really not sure if it's important in humans or not, but it does seem to help control calcium levels in certain creatures.